Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana, what I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. It's a Wednesday edition of the Hoosier Report live here on the Big X. Glad you're with us today. Don't forget, we do this show each weekday, 11 o'clock. If you miss it or you can't listen live, a number of ways to catch up with us, including on podcast. I know a lot of people listen on podcast, and we appreciate that as well. We're available on Apple Podcast. All you got to do is type in the Hoosier Report. Will pop up. You can subscribe for free. We're also available on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. And of course, if you follow us on social media, on Facebook or Twitter, you can get all sorts of updates on our show and, of course, links to the podcast as well. Let's begin with our daily coronavirus update. And I saw a story this morning when I was looking at things that Indianapolis, the city of Indianapolis, not the state of Indiana, but the city of Indianapolis now leads the city of Chicago per capita based on population in COVID-19 cases. So obviously, if you look at things on paper, Chicago has more cases than Indianapolis. But when you break it down based on population, who's bigger per capita, Indianapolis is really, I think they're being called a hotspot for COVID-19, which obviously just a couple hours up the road. Then just to the south, you've got Louisville. We've got our own problems in Clark and Floyd counties as well. As of today's update, 86 Clark County residents have tested positive for the disease. Seven of those 86 have passed away due to complications, some sort of the disease in Floyd County. 79 actual residents of Floyd County have been tested positive so far for the coronavirus. 3 deaths so far in Floyd County. So keeping a very close eye on things as we move through what most people are calling a very important phase of this virus, of this issue we're all facing across the country over the next few weeks. No one quite knows exactly when things are going to peak and perhaps start to come down a bit as far as new cases. And obviously, we really want those deaths in all places of the country to come down and go to zero. New York, very interesting numbers there to watch. Still a lot of deaths, but there is hope that that virus is reaching its peak there. So concerning times, and I like to start the show with this each day just to remind you that it is here. It is local. It is in our backyards. It is in our neighborhoods. So if you read the paper, if you listen to just about anything locally, you find cases in New Albany, in Jeffersonville, throughout the county, different facilities having issues with this virus. And so we've got to take it serious and stay home. But I wanted to start the day with that as we open up this Wednesday edition of the program. We do have a very busy show for you today. It's amazing to me. I kind of thought, how are we going to get through some of these shows in this time of sports shutdown and in this time of concern with the coronavirus? But we have had some really busy shows and some great guests, and I feel like some great content. So if you missed any of our local shows, make sure our recent shows, I should say, make sure you take the opportunity to check them out as a podcast as well. But let's take a look. Show lineup today. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. What we've got for you in segment one, as always, is our Zaxby's headlines for this Wednesday program. More on Logan Duncombe, the new IU commit as of yesterday. Obviously, a big get for Archie Miller, 6'9". I like this kid. I saw him maybe for a half in person, had seen video, had seen him in the summer a little bit, but seen him for about a half this past high school season. playing in Cincinnati before another game I went to watch. He's talented, and he's got a great body on him. He needs to get a little stronger, and there's some things over the next year. And, of course, not only this offseason, not only his senior year, but you've got that big summer that we've seen with Coach Marshall, the strength and conditioning guru at Indiana, that really seems to get these high school guys even more ready to take things as a freshman at the Big Ten level, at that high level of college basketball. So more on him today. We've got a little bit about Mr. Basketball. It's going to be announced on Friday. That's big stuff. We have our Skills and Drills, virtual Skills and Drills program that continues today. We'll tell you more about that coming up in the headline segment today as well. And then we also will tell you who our senior spotlight is. We'll do that later in the program, but we'll tell you who it is coming up here in just a few moments. Later in the program, Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic joins me, as always, for a chat on IU and college basketball. And I think with Dustin today, we talk some about Logan Duncombe's addition, but really, more generally, what Archie Miller, how his recruiting has worked out. Because I read this yesterday in a Zach Osterman story from the Indianapolis Star on Logan's commitment to Indiana. If you look at Archie Miller's recruiting classes, he really has balance from year to year, from grade to grade. And remember, under Tom Crean, love him, don't like him, whatever the case is, there was lots of unbalance when it came to senior classes and to recruiting classes where, you know, there was just not proportional and a big number of guys gone some years, everybody back on other years. But Archie Miller said this, it may have been that very first press conference, that he wanted to kind of even things out. And it's never going to be perfect. You got to take kids that you can get. You got to fill needs as you need them. Things are going to come up with transfers and in and out of the program, opportunities. We know it's a different world we're living in college, you know, sports and transfers and recruiting. So there never is going to be any kind of like perfect formula. Like we're going to take three kids this year, four kids next year, three, never going to work that way. But he has done an amazing job in his short time all the way around with recruiting, not only getting big players, big time players, but dividing out things, making a little bit of continuity, maybe is the right word I'm looking for, to the IU recruiting classes. So more on that coming up as well. And again, I mentioned Mr. Basketball. That will be announced on Friday. We'll cover that and a lot more here in segment one. Later in the program, we'll have Dustin Dopierak. I mentioned that. Then we'll be talking with, really excited to have this guy with us, Carl Kramer. He's the coach of Cincinnati Moeller, so he's Logan Duncombe's high school coach. And Coach Kramer's been around in Ohio high school basketball for many years. He recently got, I think, maybe in early March, his 600th career win. Moeller is a powerhouse athletic program in Cincinnati. And Coach Kramer is going to join us today to talk about Logan, what his game's like, what his development has been like in their program, and maybe even what he needs to do, where he needs to go to get ready in this final summer of high school, final year of high school basketball ahead, to come to Indiana and play in the Big Ten Conference as a freshman. So we'll do that with Coach Kramer. And then later in the program, Josh Cook, sports editor of the News and Tribune. He joins me as always on Wednesdays for a chat on local sports. Don't forget to visit your local Honey Baked Ham store in New Albany for lunch and dinner options that you can get quickly in a clean and pleasant atmosphere without all the crowds and chaos at the grocery stores. Honey Baked Ham has several dinner bundles as well as their delicious ham and turkey breast for takeout. Mr. Basketball, let's get into our Zaxby's headlines. Mr. Basketball to be announced on Friday. The Indianapolis Star has announced the five finalists for that award. Dre Davis of Lawrence Central, 6'6", Louisville recruit, had a really good senior season, 21.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game. Get this, his team, Lawrence Central, they were really good this year, 22-3. We know they beat Silver Creek at the Hall of Fame Classic. All three of their losses to Lawrence North, who went on to win the sectional, and a lot of people think had a chance to maybe really challenge whoever came out of the Seymour Regional in the Semi-State, would have been a classic-type game. John L. Davis, probably the least familiar name of the five finalists. He's way up in Gary. He plays at 21st Century and really was not a Mr. Basketball candidate. Maybe an all-star candidate, probably a likely all-star candidate heading into his senior year, but he had such a great year. He had some big games. He averaged 31 points a game. He had a couple huge games in the scoring column, though. He had a 53-point game when 21st Century played Crispus Attucks in Indianapolis. A couple days later, he had 36 points as 21st Century from Gary knocked off Indianapolis Cathedral. He finished with 2,200-plus points up in Gary 21st Century. So that kind of tells you the type of year, the type of career he has, and why as maybe an unknown player to us in Southern Indiana, he's at least getting mentioned as a finalist for Mr. Basketball. Then you got Trey Galloway of Culver Academy. He's had a little bit of a wrist injury. Remember that back in, I don't know, was that early January, mid-January, that sidelined him for a few weeks? But when he came back, his team led him to a 15-game winning streak as they looked to maybe make a run in their first year in 4A basketball. They got bumped up after making it to the state finals but losing the year before to Silver Creek. Obviously, Anthony Leal, a Mr. Basketball candidate. I have no insight. I have no knowledge about who's going to get the award on Friday, but I just have a hunch if I was a betting man, Anthony Leal will get the award. His team, 26-0, heading into the regional round, which ultimately was canceled, and the state tournament thereafter canceled by the IHSA. He averaged 18.2 rebounds, 18.2 points, 4.3 rebounds as a senior. He had a big 28-point game. This came against Silver Creek, 69-66, as he had the three-pointer that won it for Bloomington South over Silver Creek. That was a fantastic game, but that was probably Leal's biggest game of his senior year. 1,600-plus points in his career at Bloomington South. He helped Bloomington South to lots of postseason success as well, and he's really been a key player now for 3 years in a very talented program. That program has had lots of talent move through during his time, but he always, even as a sophomore, has been a big part of what Bloomington South does. The final Mr. Basketball finalist is Tony Perkins of Lawrence North. He's going to play at Iowa. Obviously, he led Lawrence North to a 25-2 record. They won the sectional championship. Perkins, like Leal, averaged 18.6 points, 5.6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 1.8 steals per game, shot 58% from the field. Probably the sleeper maybe in this Mr. Basketball race. I think you got to put Leal and Galloway up there. If I had to pick a third person that could possibly get the award, it might be Tony Perkins of Lawrence North, with the way that not only he played in his senior year, but how Lawrence North played and how good they were and what people thought they could potentially do had the state tournament been played. So that announcement will come Friday. I'm not sure if it's just going to be in the Star. Normally, if there's a big ceremony surrounding it. Obviously, we can't do any of that right now. The Star can't because of the coronavirus. So I don't know if it'll just be out in Friday's paper or when exactly we'll be notified. But those are the five finalists for the coveted Indiana Mr. Basketball Award. Logan Duncombe committed to Indiana yesterday. We're going to hear from his high school coach a little bit later in the program. But the more I read about him, the more intriguing of a get I think it is for Indiana. Also, in addition just to getting him and his talent, his length, his height, everything that comes with him as a player, he obviously has some really good relationships, even as a kid that, you know, lives in Cincinnati, plays high school basketball in Cincinnati, with Indiana guys, with Christian Lander, with Anthony Leal, with Trey Galloway. He's played with some of them, knows all of them, very complimentary about who they are as people, as basketball players, saying that he knows he'll play well with them, play together with them. And there really seems to be a connection among a lot of the kids, a lot of the players that have committed to Indiana, even if they're not all from the same area or from the same school. I guess one of the common links would be for a lot of them that they play for an Indiana elite, pretty key team in the 16 or 17-year-old groups as far as last year goes. But no question about it, there is a camaraderie you can tell that exists between these guys, whether it's photos they share on social media, whether it's comments that they've made about each other after their commitments. But I think that's a very interesting thing, and it's going to be interesting in the 2021 class to see if any of these connections with Lander or with also Duncombe, and even some of the older guys, Leal and Galloway, that know these younger players, it's going to be interesting to see if that helps materialize into any other commitments for this Indiana program, any other connections to help this Indiana program recruiting-wise in the 2021 class. That's a look at our Zaxby's headlines. Zaxby's headlines are a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news each day, presented by Zaxby's, still open in Jeffersonville and New Albany. Don't forget to support them, and the drive-thrus remain open. Don't forget our virtual skills and drills program. It continues. We are in day 12 of 15, and I tell you what, there have been some really good drills, some really good skills, some really good instructions, some really good positive messages from our high school coaches. I am so proud of our high school coaches, most of them from Clark and Floyd County that are featured in this program. But it's a service of Hoosier Hills Hoops, Floyd County Parks and Recreation, even the Big X Sports Radio as well, bringing you these videos each day. We've got three more days left, and again, make sure you check it out. Today, the presenter is Chris Brown of Rock Creek, right up the road in Sellersburg. Coach Brown goes through a really good catch and rip five-station shooting drill. It's a really good drill. You can do it by yourself in the driveway. You can do it by yourself at a neighborhood goal. You can keep score yourself, challenge yourself throughout the day, talking to the young players here. But parents, make sure you check it out. Good drill to go through in the driveway tonight or this afternoon, or maybe even between e-learning with your kids, something to put them through, get them some physical activity, and hopefully they'll get better at basketball and some of the real fundamentals of the game at this time. Each day we have a senior spotlight, a spring sport athlete that unfortunately has seen their senior season canceled. And today our focus athlete is Lindsay Dorsch of Floyd Central High School. She's a girls tennis player. We'll tell you all about her and some of her interests and what she's going to do for college and a lot more coming up when we do our senior spotlight later in the program today. That's everything for this first segment. We'll head to a break. We're back with Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic coming your way after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Wednesday show with Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic. Dustin covers IU, Purdue, and Butler for The Athletic, and he's kind enough to join us Wednesdays as we talk IU, college hoops, and more. And Dustin, obviously the news of the day is a new commitment, a 2021 class commitment for the Hoosiers in the name of Logan Duncombe of Cincinnati, and we're going to have his high school coach with us a little bit later in the program. But by all accounts, a big guy, 6'9", a lot of length. And then when you look at the current IU roster with Deron Davis lost to graduation this year, with Joey Brunk a senior next year, with Trace Jackson Davis, a likely, I would think, NBA guy maybe after next season, it sounds like it's a good time for Indiana to land a big guy that will be there for the foreseeable future.
No, very much so. I mean, that was obviously the coaching staff's priority. Going into this class, obviously they wanted Lander and Gotham, but other than that, they really wanted bigs and not just centers, but power forwards as well. Because like you said, obviously Brunk's going to be graduating, and they are operating as if they think Trace Jackson Davis will make the leap. Now he has to make the leap and earn it. At this point, if you're looking at mock drafts, you're not necessarily seeing his name yet, but you didn't necessarily see Daniel Oturo or certainly not Daniel Oturo's name last year at this point in terms of, the next year's draft. So they certainly look at it and say, okay, this is the guy, there's a good chance he's going to make a leap, so you got to get some bigs. And it seems like they're really happy with him. And I think Indiana fans are really going to like him. Just from I talked to Coach Kramer yesterday. He was terrific. And also Mark Adams from Indiana Elite, obviously, has coached a bunch of guys who have come through IU, and they both just rave about the kid, which especially just his motor is the biggest thing they keep going back to, and the degree to which he plays physical. I think you watch him on tape, and he's like the film I found, it's just, I think from last year, he still looks a little bit gawky, like he's still growing into that body and doesn't seem like it's all moving all in the same, in the same direction yet, but he is not afraid to get in there and mix it up with people. And you don't always see that from kids that size. It usually takes them a while to get used to being physical because it takes them a while to get used to their muscles and everything else. Logan Duncan likes to mix it up. I mean, he definitely is a guy that did like to, basically create contact. And so, has a lot of skill. He has, good skill around the book. It can hit the occasional three-point shot, but really just really rebounds hard. That's something Mark Adams said, is the guy would just run through a wall to get a rebound. So he's really everything that you would want if you're Indiana, really the kind of a centerpiece. For that class, and a guy that it seems like you can just count on him. Whether or not he's going to be an All-Big Ten player or a star is certainly yet to be seen, but he's a guy that's going to, at the very least, you can trust him to do the dirty work.
You know, when you go through recruiting, there's so many good, talented guards, even in a basketball-loaded state like Indiana and in the basketball-heavy Midwest in general. Lots of good guards, lots of good shooters. One thing that's tough to find, I think, really in any place you look, is a really talented big, a big with potential to maybe be a star in the Big Ten Conference. And so when you find one, you hone in on one, you want to get that commitment as quick as you can. And again, big men, always a priority, especially when you look at IU's needs right now, as we had mentioned. But I think anytime you see a big that can help you, they're just not out there. They're not a dime or a dozen like maybe guards, talented guards are.
No, certainly, because there's just not many humans that big. There's a lot of people in the world that are 6 feet. There's a lot of people in the world that are six, even 6'2", 6'3". There aren't a lot of people in the world who are 6'9", 6'10". And so not only is that a smaller pool that you're drawing from just to start with by how many people grow to be that size, it's how many people grow to be that size like basketball and have some level of coordination. There's not a very big pool of humans that are like that at any given point in time in any given place. Basically when you have an opportunity, and that's obviously what the basketball teams are built around. You've got to have at least one big guy, and really, preferably two or three that you can trust to throw in there and produce for you on some level. So no, absolutely. And the thing is too, I mean, because of the fact that you never know how these kids are going to grow into their bodies. You're banking on a lot of, kind of past history and trust when you look at a kid and say, okay, well, he'll grow into himself, this will work out. But you don't always know. You don't always have a track record that you can look at and say, okay, this kid can definitely produce. This kid's got a floor that's high enough that I know that if I take him, I'm going to get some production. I'm going to get something out of him. And Logan Duncan seems to be one of those rare kids that you can look at and say, that kid is going to produce. Whether or not, again, I don't know that you could say right now, well, he's going to be an All-Big Ten player. He's going to be a top 15 player in the league. Or something like that. But I think you can look at him and see the track record he's already got at Mueller, the amount of winning he's already done, and just look at his stat sheet across the board in terms of how he fills it up and say, okay, that is a guy that is going to get you something. That guy is going to get you points. He's going to get you rebounds. Whether he averages 15, who knows? But you got to feel, confident he'll be able to get you 8 or 10 at the worst, and 4 or 5 rebounds if you're going to give him any level of time. Then going forward, he's got a chance to build on that. Again, it's just rare that you can look at him and say, is the guy that – at that stage, that is a guy that is definitely going to produce for you at least something. You're going to get something out of this kid for sure.
Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic, my guest. We're talking about Logan Duncan of Cincinnati Mueller. Don't forget his high school coach, Carl Kramer, joins us in the next segment to learn more about Logan. Dustin, I want to ask you a couple other Big Ten-related questions. First off, Matt Harms of Purdue. We touched on this yesterday, but he announced earlier in the week that he is going to enter the transfer portal and leave for his final year of college basketball eligibility. Did this, and you cover Purdue very close, and you're at their games often, you on the conference calls, because obviously there are no in-person press conferences right now, but you're on the conference calls with Matt Painter. Did this catch you by surprise, and any idea what's going on?
It caught everybody by surprise. We talked to there's been one conference call with Matt Painter, and we had it yesterday. But he said basically they'd even had an in-person meeting shortly after they came back from Indianapolis after the tournament was canceled. Before they sort of sent everybody off, they kind of talked, and Harms seemed pretty locked in and pretty ready for another season. I think it's tough to say what's going on. He hasn't returned my calls. We talked to Painter. Painter said he was pretty surprised about it. I talked to him, did some digging around with the staff, and they were all pretty surprised. It just sounds like across the board, it was a pretty big shock. I mean, what I presume, I don't want to presume, because again, I haven't talked to the kid, but he always seemed to really enjoy playing at Purdue. He always seemed to really enjoy playing for Matt Painter. Painter does a lot to make sure, you know, he actually has the kids do personality tests to see if they'll fit with him. And you can sense that when you're around that program. I mean, the guys just get along really well. And there's just this, like, they've got a sarcasm about him on that whole team. You know, basically, they all crack jokes on each other, and Harms is really good at that and seemed to, again, really fit with Painter's sense of humor. Painter's, he seemed to really revere him, frankly. But I, you know, what I would presume would have to have been the driving force, you know, I mean, he told Painter he wasn't happy personally, but I would presume the driving force is simply the fact that they had two centers this year. They're going to have two centers. You know, they would have had two centers next year. He would have had to keep fighting Travion Williams for minutes. And basically, he would not have necessarily gotten a great opportunity to make a push professionally. And he certainly would have gotten minutes. He got 20 this year per game. But, I mean, they tried playing them together. It didn't work necessarily. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good. You know, those guys are just, frankly, just too big to be able to handle the power forward and center responsibilities. And you know, so basically that was just going to be the situation for him again as a senior. And I think he looked around and said, all right, you know, there's going to be some opportunity there, and there are going to be places that desperately need a center, and that might be the last piece they need to win a national championship or to be in contention for that. And Purdue's not that close right now. I mean, obviously they lost a lot of talent after the Elite Eight last season, and they're going to be in it's going to be kind of a year of flux. I mean, I think Painter's looking forward to it, but he's going to have some young talent there, and a lot of kids are going to be battling out for positions, especially at the guard spots. But I mean, it's not one that you look at and say, well, that's a team that can win it. It's you look at it and say, that's a team that's building to win it the next year or the next year after that. And if you're Matt Harms, you don't have the next year after that. You're looking at it and saying, okay, what's the most I can get done out of this year? So there's a logic to that. It's just, I mean, you know, like if a Kentucky really needs a big, and Harms is looking at it, it's like, well, okay, you know, I could go play with those guys and try to win one. Or you go a place like against Gonzaga, or if you go someplace smaller and you go get to be, you know, an all-conference player and average, you know, 15, 18 a game, which is something that's totally capable. I think Matt Harms is totally capable of if he does go to a smaller league. So, you know, he's going to have a chance to show off, you know, more of an opportunity either way, either with a team that's more built and ready to go try to win the whole thing or to go play at a smaller league and get a better chance to show off. He can go either direction there. And he was a little bit boxed in at Purdue. I mean, he was going to be able to make some contributions. I mean, he's a, you know, huge fan favorite at Purdue. And it's not like he was going to be anchored to the bench. He never has been. But there are more opportunities for him elsewhere, you'd have to think, instead of having to battle with Travion the entire time.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting to see who all is interested in him. I'm sure that we'll learn that eventually, at least the serious candidates.
Everybody.
Yeah, and it's going to be really interesting to see where he ends up as well. Maybe is it in the Big Ten Conference somewhere? We'll just have to wait and see. Final thing I wanted to get your comment on. This year in the Big Ten Conference, really enjoyed watching some of the freshmen, some of the newcomers, and obviously Trace Jackson Davis was at the top of, I think, all of our list, and all the coaches that voted in the Big Ten Conference as well. But Kofi Coburn of Illinois is just a fantastic player that was fun to watch this year for the Illini, and he announced yesterday that he is going to, or he declared for the NBA draft.
Yeah. No, it's a little bit of a surprise. I mean, I think he's still doing the testing the waters thing. I don't think he's doing anything to get rid of his eligibility to return. But, you know, he's, I think, a fascinating prospect. I mean, there's stuff that he doesn't necessarily do great yet, but, God, he's just such a massive human. And people just bounce off of him. You know, I mean, I thought a really good matchup between him and Trace at the end of the year. And it's just, there are certain things that obviously Trace does a lot better. He's got a little bit more skill, a little more coordination, but Kofi is just such a big guy, and he's got enough of a feel for the bucket, you know, of an ability to make shots down there. He can foul too much. Can get himself in trouble by charging into people, and he's more likely to get called for that because people literally bounce off of him and usually fall down. So that, you know, that tends to, you know, draw you a charge or something like that. But, man, I mean, this day, it was really impressive just how well he brought together this year. I mean, I don't know how much experience he has. But, you know, for him to jump in this year, you know, having the kind of build he has and being able to just put so much together, I mean, that made that Illinois team really good. And I think that team is going to be really fun to watch had there been a tournament. Those guys were really kind of coming on strong, and with him as a centerpiece of it. So it's kind of a shame that group will probably never get to see everything it could be, you know, because I'm presuming, I don't know if Iroh declared yet, but I presume he will. But no, Kofi was really impressive. And just, I mean, you don't see a lot of 7'1", 290-pound kids in college who are already muscle on top of muscle by the time they're, you know, what is he, 18, 19 years old. Just was just a phenomenal, you know, player to watch this year.
Talking with Dustin Dopierak of The Athletic. Dustin, as always, and enjoyed the chat. Still plenty to discuss each week. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Same to you, sir. Thank you so much.
We will head to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk with the high school coach, Logan Duncombe of Cincinnati Molar. His coach is Carl Kramer, and he's going to join us as we talk about Logan, his game, his development, and what the future looks like for him. There's some good basketball competition right now down in the Cincinnati area, and Molar plays a heck of a schedule. We'll tell you all about it and learn a lot more about Logan Duncombe after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach, who got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Wednesday program. I've said this a lot. Anytime Indiana gets a commitment, one of the most fun things to do is look up the high school coach. A lot of times I may know who they are. A lot of times I may know somebody that knows them. And that was the case in the situation with Logan Duncombe. 6'9", 2021 class member. And it's so fun to talk to their high school coach because these are guys that have been with them in very tough situations for a long period of time, off season, during the season. And oftentimes they've seen them develop from their freshman year, sometime even before that, in their feeder systems moving through the ranks. And today we get the opportunity to talk to one of the great Ohio high school basketball coaches, Carl Kramer. He joins me here on the Hoosier Report to tell us all about Logan Duncombe, IU's newest commit. Coach, were you surprised to get that call from Logan and his family that he was going to be a Hoosier? Or as the recruiting process unfolded, did you think Archie Miller and his staff had a good opportunity to land him?
Well, first of all, hey, Matt, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be on your program and to talk about Logan. I would say, you know, I kind of thought the recruiting was very close. You know, I think Ohio State did a great job and got in early with him. I think they were the first one to really offer in the Big Ten. But Wisconsin, Iowa, a lot of people really got involved in Indiana at that point. And also knew that, you know, he had a real interest in when the coronavirus was over to go check out Stanford, just because of Stanford's just what a great school Stanford is. And so he had some interest, and certainly Xavier here locally had developed a good relationship. But I think Archie and his staff did a tremendous job. And I could tell you that when he did visit unofficially back whenever that was in the fall, I could tell he came back, and I think he realized the scope and the tradition of Indiana basketball. And I think that's when it started to turn a little bit.
Talking with Carl Kramer, he's the head coach at Cincinnati Molar, which is where Logan Duncombe attends school and will be a senior next season. Coach Kramer, you've had an opportunity to see Logan really develop, and obviously his recruiting take off and go from one coach to a number of coaches, go from maybe mid-major schools to high-major schools. As you've coached him, as you've seen him during the season, kind of go back through his high school career and talk about how he can trick, because your program's very good. You guys have been on an outstanding run here recently, and we're going to talk some about that as well. But talk about how he's fit into that great run you guys have put together as he developed as a player for you guys.
Well, when Logan came in as a freshman, you know, we'd met him in our camps. He actually moved to Cincinnati somewhere in his junior high years and lived in a suburb very close to us, about maybe 8-10 miles away. And so he came to our camps. We met him. He was, you could tell he was going to be a really good player. He was going to be a big kid. But I would tell you at that point, I didn't know that he would ever be an Indiana recruit. I didn't see him there necessarily at that age. But I knew his upside was great. He came to us his freshman year. He played freshman basketball. Now, I will tell you, most of our guys who – and we've had many, many, many D1 guys, they do play freshman ball. I like them to have that experience and bond with their class. We're an all-guys Catholic high school, and – you know, a big part of it all is brotherhood, and it's with your class. So our guys typically will play freshman basketball, and he did. He was outstanding. But it was really that summer before sophomore year that we knew we needed a big in the lineup, and we promoted him up that summer, Matt, and he was outstanding playing. And just was – he was, you know, so – he was 15 years old, and he was totally unafraid of anything. He was going against big-time kids, and we play a pretty aggressive summer schedule. And he was so aggressive and so confident in himself. So when the year started the next year, he started as a 15-year-old sophomore and started every game. And, again, I never felt like we were in trouble at that spot because we had a young kid playing there. He just did an amazing job for us. And then, of course, this year, you know, the next year comes out now his junior year, and he had developed so much more, and he's starting to get bigger and stronger. I just think he's become really a dominant player.
Coach Kramer of Cincinnati Moeller, our guest, we're talking about newest IU commit and possibly the first in the 2021 class for Indiana if Christian Lander reclassifies and does end up joining the IU program as a freshman next season. You kind of touched on this as you walked us through his high school career so far, but if you got a call maybe a few years ago, maybe yesterday, from a media person wanting to know more about Logan and his game, maybe a college coach when they first contacted you wanted to recruit him, how in a paragraph or two would you describe his game? Obviously 6'9". He's got great length. He plays around the rim, but maybe some of the more details of his games, his style that has stood out to you as his high school coach over the years.
So, Matt, what I would say in talking about Logan, here's where I would start. The kid has one of the best motors I've ever seen in terms of playing a big spot. If you watch him and you go watch him and watch his film, it's amazing how hard that kid runs the floor on every possession. That's back to defense, too. That's just not the offense. He just runs the floor and never gets tired. If you grade him out on how often he goes to the boards offensively, he goes every single time. The kid is really amazing in the motor in which he plays with, and I think that's what defines him. The other thing I would say about him is he has a good post game. He's actually developing a shooting, and I think he's going to become a really good shooter. And he's a good mid-range guy now, but I think his three-point shooting by the time he gets to Indiana is going to be really solid. But those areas, you know, the offensive areas, those things, I think he's got so much room to grow. I mean, he's not a finished product, and he's not just being good because he's – muscling people around. He's a big, thick kid, stronger than most high school kids. He really, really, really a kid that I think has tremendous upside, and I think that's why so many schools were very excited about him.
Absolutely. Talking with Coach Kramer of Cincinnati Moeller about Logan Duncombe, IU's newest commit. Actually happened yesterday when we were in the middle of our program. Maybe a little bit also, Coach, about his body, his makeup, his physicality. When you think to the Big Ten, you obviously think about toughness. You think about getting pushed around a little bit. You think about how grueling some of the Big Ten matchups for Indiana and all the schools in the conference can be. I know that with Logan, he maybe still has, as any kid that's a junior in high school would have, some room to go to get his body ready for Division I college basketball. And the good news is he's got an off season ahead of him and also a full senior year, of course, ahead of him to play as well. Describe his body and maybe where it's at now and where you think it needs to be ready to play in the Big Ten Conference down the road.
Well, you know, when you think of Logan, the first thing that's kind of interesting, he's 6'9". But when he actually did one of his first visits to another Big Ten school, they measured his wingspan, called me up and said he's got a 7'3" wingspan. He's really got super long arms. And so I think physically that really helps him get things done around the glass. He's one of these guys that he's kind of like country boy strong, whatever that word would be. You may look at him and he doesn't have perhaps rippling muscles that he's going to have as he gets older and matures. But I would tell you, our older guys, and we have a lot of D1 guys, we've got guys playing professionally that come in and play pickup in our gym, and they play against Logan, and everybody hates playing against him. He's like a human bruise. The one thing I will tell you, he will not back away from the physicality of the Big Ten. That kid is just natural. He loves the physicality of the game and goes after it. He's not a dirty player. He likes the physicality part of it. And I think as his, he's dominant in high school right now, but as his body grows, and for me, the big thing is, is his age. I mean, he's 16 right now. He's going to turn 17 in late May or early June. I'm not sure which one. He'll play his whole senior year at 17 years old. He'll play his whole freshman year at Indiana at 18. I mean, he's a young kid. I've always said by the time that kid's 20, oh, my goodness, and he grows into all this, it'll be fun to watch.
Absolutely. Carl Kramer, the coach at Cincinnati Moeller. And, of course, we're talking about Logan Duncombe, the new IU commit, first in the 2021 class for the Hoosiers. That commitment came in yesterday. To kind of give people a little background on Logan and where he plays and who he plays against and what the competition is like. I know a lot of listeners think about Indiana high school basketball, but I had a chance to see, just by chance, I guess the second half or so of your game, one of your games earlier this year when I was in Cincinnati to watch another team. And you guys play the game at a high level. You guys as a team, as a program, have been on quite a run. I'd love for you to tell us about that. And again, you recently, yourself as a head coach, won your 600th game as a head coach, which is remarkable. When you think about numbers like that, you think about some of the great coaches that maybe we know here in Southern Indiana or in Indianapolis. So this is a good program. Obviously, you're out and about playing great competition, and maybe a little bit about your program, about your success, and also about Cincinnati basketball, because it sounds like you guys and Logan are challenged really game in and game out in a very tough Cincinnati basketball landscape right now.
Yeah, and the one thing we try to do, Matt, is we try to get outside of Cincinnati and play a lot also. And so we travel every winter and we go to a national tournament and try to play best competition that we can. And then even in our non-league schedule, we're willing to travel up to Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's and play them. They come down, play us. We're looking to play the best teams that we possibly can. So I would say, in Logan's high school career, he has played the top, very elite part of high school basketball. And he's played against really good guys. So I think from that standpoint, there will be a preparation for him when he arrives in Bloomington. We've been really blessed. Logan, when he came in as a freshman the year before, we had gone undefeated and lost by 1 point in the state championship. And then Logan's freshman year, we won the state championship. We had a guy, you're probably familiar with, Jackson Hayes. He's now playing for the Pelicans.
Sure.
Jackson was a senior that year, and we won the state championship that year. And then Logan's sophomore year, we had a kid named Miles McBride. He's now playing for West Virginia. And Logan started for us at our five, and we had a lot of good guys on that team. A kid named Alex Freem, he's playing at Bellarmine near you right now. And Alec was a tremendous player. So we had some good players that year, and we went undefeated. Went 29-0. I think that's the first time it happened in Ohio Division I in like 25 years or something, like maybe 30 years actually. So pretty good accomplishment. And then this year, we were number one in the state wire to wire in the poll. We won the AP poll. Not that anyone puts a lot of value in that, but when the coronavirus got us, we were at the Elite Eight. There's 200 Division I teams in Ohio, and we were there at number – we had just won a game to get into the Elite Eight, and then they canceled the tournament the next day. Mm. So disappointing for us. We thought we had a chance to get our third in a row.
Absolutely. Carl Kramer, coach of Cincinnati Moeller, a great program in Cincinnati and in the Ohio State. And, Coach, thanks for coming on with us today. I'm sure that we'll talk again, but always appreciate the insight of high school coaches when it comes to their players. You guys know them best, and I sure appreciate the opportunity today to learn more about Logan Duncombe and his game.
Matt, thank you very much for having me.
And again, Coach Kramer of Cincinnati Moeller, great to talk with him today. A great coach, and he's got a great player, great team, great program. And always good to get some insight from him. Stay with us. We've got a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to feature Lindsay Dorsch from Floyd Central Girls Tennis, our senior spotlight in spring sports. They lost their entire season, and we're spotlighting seniors across the area one a day for now here on the show. And also, we're going to talk with Kerry Kimmer, again, the owner of Honey Baked Ham, one of our great sponsors. They've got a curbside service that they're perfecting and working on. And we're going to tell you all about that in the final segment. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Final segment on this Wednesday program. Don't forget, we have this program each weekday live at 11 a.m. here on the Big X. And, of course, podcast available on Apple Podcast and SoundCloud as well. Two apps that are easy to get. You can listen to us on demand. Each day we've been spotlighting a senior athlete here in Clark and Floyd counties. We're going to have some eventually that are from outside of Clark and Floyd counties as well. But we wanted to spotlight some local players, local athletes that are getting or basically have had their senior season taken from them with the cancellation of school for the remainder of the year. And, of course, that announcement last week that took it from May 1st to the end of the school year was quickly followed by the announcement from the IHSAA that spring sports season would be canceled as well. So no opportunity for baseball, softball, girls tennis, track and field for both boys and girls, and a number of spring sports that are sanctioned by the IHSAA. So each day we're presenting an athlete. We've had lots of great submissions. We're going to try our best to get to all of them. And this is just our way to say thanks for all the work you put in and congratulations on a great senior year. Even though you can't get that senior day, that senior night, we want to say congratulations to so many people. And I tell you what, as we got into this, not only do we have some great athletes, we know that, but really interesting kids, student athletes to learn about their hobbies, how many are going off to college, the different, some of them very daunting majors, double majors even in some cases that locals are taking on at the next level. Today we're going to recognize Lindsay Dorsch. She's a Floyd Central girls tennis standout for the Highlanders. And she's got a lot of athletic accomplishments. She's a basketball player, freshman through junior year for Floyd Central. She's been a varsity tennis player, freshman through junior, and, of course, senior year canceled at Floyd Central. Girls tennis doubles. She was all-conference her sophomore and junior seasons. Girls tennis doubles, all-state honorable mention, all-district for her senior year. And academically, very strong on that side of things as well. Lindsay is a National Honors Society member, top 5% in her class at Floyd Central High School. And she said that really away from tennis and away from school life, she just enjoys going to the lake and hanging out with her friends. And there were a number of coaches, tennis coaches, that have worked with her over the years that she wants to get a thank you to. Robert Kleeman at Floyd Central, Nick Roby, another tennis coach, Jan Weimer, Patty and Mark Stillwell, all coaches that have helped her through her longstanding tennis career. She wraps things up as a senior for Floyd Central girls tennis. Lindsay Dorsch is the daughter of Bill and Kathy Dorsch, and she's going to go to Butler to study pre-pharmacy upon graduation from Floyd Central High School. Lindsay, congratulations on a great career at Floyd Central. The tennis program there is outstanding. You've done a great job on and off the court, and we salute you and are so sorry that you're losing your senior year, but wanted to recognize you for your great accomplishments and wish you the very best at Butler as you move on to college with a very daunting major. We wish you all the best as you move forward in life. That's our senior spotlight for the day. Lindsay Dorsch of Floyd Central Girls Tennis. We're going to close things out today with Kerry Kimmer. He's the owner of Honey Baked Ham, one of our great sponsors. They bring you the show lineup at the top of the hour. And, of course, you hear their commercials throughout all of our local programming here on the Big X. Kerry, thanks for being with us. We had you on last week to just kind of remind people that through this coronavirus situation, Honey Baked Ham, like so many food service and restaurants, still open, still serving, and in some cases still very busy. And when we talked with you last week, you were kind of working on something with the staff to make it even easier, a curbside service where you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. You can pull in. Your order will be brought to you. Tell us all about that program that you guys have worked on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. We have worked out a system that you can still come into the store. We're still doing all the protective distancing, and we have a system worked out that you pull in, follow the cones around to the front of the store, and we will pull your order. We will have a runner grab all your goods, and we can charge you your card right at your car and or take cash and run it back in and bring you your change. Today's been a today was the sample run, and so far we've it's worked out well. We've been pretty happy with how everything is, and people doing their best to understand the system, and it seems to be working well. We're pleased with it.
Kerry Kimmer, he's the owner of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. The address there, and I've had a lot of people that listen to this show that say, you know, Matt, I'd had the ham at a holiday gathering, but you talk about it every day. We went by and got a lunch. We didn't even know maybe they served lunch. And so many compliments on your food. But I want to remind people, 3602 Northgate Court, Suite 23, right off of Grantline Road. It's not far, basically right at Grantline Road and I-265. And if you want to call ahead, the number is 812-941-9426. And when I had you on last week, we talked about not only some of the staple products at Honey Baked Ham that we're all so familiar with, but some other items on the menu that maybe people didn't know about. Today I wanted to ask you maybe to talk a little bit about lunch options. I know there are box lunches. I know it's something that you can get very quickly and keep moving on as you maybe work or are trying to get to your next deal in this period where not a lot of restaurants are open for obviously sit-down opportunities. But a little bit about lunches and box lunches and things that are pretty quick for people to grab that want to have an actual lunch or a sandwich today.
Sure. We have been informed that a lot of companies are not wanting individuals to have a platter tray. They're wanting the box lunches. And we have a complete box lunch, very good food, chips, cookies, drinks, a side item. It's enough to fill you up for lunch and then some. So we've been getting quite a few orders for those as well. And we will shut the lunch counter down Thursday for the Easter rush that we're going to get in. But any other time, we do the catering, we do the box lunches. So we do our best to be accommodating for everybody.
Absolutely. With Easter coming, you can call, get curbside service when you're there. Easy way to take care of a lot, whether it's a quick lunch to go or whether it's a big platter, a big opportunity for a holiday Easter get together this weekend. I know that those might not be as big as they normally are. Obviously, people practicing social distancing, but if you're immediate family getting together, Honey Baked Ham, a great option. Kerry, always great to catch up. Thanks for your support of local sports here on the Big X, and we'll continue to stay in touch with you through this stay-at-home period to let people know you're open and some different options that you have. Thank you very much.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Take care. Have a good one.
That's going to wrap things up for this Wednesday edition of the program. Back with you on Thursday, we've got Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. We'll obviously talk some IU basketball and more with him. Also, Logan Duncombe himself, the new IU recruit, he's scheduled to join us on our Thursday program, so we look forward to learning more directly from him, what he's been up to during this period, and why he chose Archie Miller and the Indiana Hoosiers. Don't forget, check us out as a podcast, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud as well. And I'll be back with you 11 a.m. tomorrow. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.